You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome on back into our weekend kickoff coverage, getting ready for college NFL action this weekend here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Can come see all the games, make a wager. Right now we're going to break down our Week 5 Saints matchup against the New York Giants to help us get the New York side of things. Patricia Traina covers the New York Giants, publisher for New York Giants on SI and host of the Locked On Giants podcast. Patricia, always appreciate your time when it's Saints-Giants times. Thanks for so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. How you doing?
We are doing great, getting ready for this one. Initial impressions for you, Jackson Dart's first start in MetLife Stadium. Come away with a victory. I know the Big Blue Nation over there has to be excited about the rookie.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Giants, of course, traded up for him, as you guys know. And Brian Daboll has taken a personal interest in developing Jackson Dart. And it was his handpicked quarterback. And so far, Jackson Dart has been everything I think they expected and then some. And amongst the most impressive things that Jackson Dart has shown, his decision-making. Now, if you look at his numbers from last week, they're not very, you know, they're average, they're pedestrian. But the decision-making, the ball security, the energy that he brings to the huddle, his command of the huddle, all things that kind of got that offense going in the right direction. And then you throw in that first drive, that opening drive where he just kind of took control, and you have a very happy head coach on your hands.
Yeah, because the seat is getting mighty hot for Brian, so I understand. I'll never forget Bill Parcells going to one of his seminars, and he would talk about nothing kind of puts the jumper cables on a franchise than a talented young quarterback, that it can erase a lot of ills that you have on that football team. When I look at the Giants, though, that defensive front it's really good. My old friend Pete Jenkins is sort of mentored Dexter Lawrence. So talk to us a little bit about Dexter. I think he's really one of the top defensive interior players in the game. And then you have Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter. So I get it. You better run the football at them to kind of slow all that down.
Yeah, absolutely. You better run the football. And incidentally, the Giants' run defense hasn't exactly been his strength. But we'll start with Dexter. You know, Dexter, for the first three games or so, came out of the gate a little slow. And I think that was because he was still working himself into football shape. If you remember, he had his season last year cut short due to an elbow injury. Didn't really play in the preseason. Came out of the gate slow. But this past week, incidentally, he was sick this past week. Still is right now, as far as I know. But he came out and he started to look like himself. So that was certainly a good thing to see. Brian Burns, what can you say about him? I mean, that was one of Joe Shane's best trades that he made. This is a guy who every year since he's come into the league in 2019, 7.5 sacks on the season. He already has 5, so there's no reason why he shouldn't, you know, if he stays healthy, there's no reason why he can't hit double digits. Kayvon Thibodeau is playing well, as you mentioned. He's focused, he's locked in, he's finishing up. His pass rush is a little bit better than he was last year. And Abdul Carter, the first-round pick, the number 3 overall pick in the draft, This is a kid who very mature, very businesslike. They have him playing all over the place. A little bit of off-ball linebacker, a little bit on the edge, some a little bit with his hand down on, in the dirt. And he's done well no matter what they have asked of him. And it just hasn't been overwhelming for him. So put it all together, you've got yourself a really solid pass rush that right now is living up to the expectations I think a lot of people had in the offseason.
One of the guys you picked in the draft who I really like coming out of Arizona State, and I saw him actually when he was at Sacramento State, Cam Scataboo, and he looks like he's the number one guy now, and he's a throwback to another era, the way he runs the football. He's a north-south guy. He's not going to give you a lot of wiggle. Tough guy. Also can catch the football coming out of the backfield well. Man, when you get to pick him in the middle of the draft, that's a big hit for the Giants.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I was trying to think who Scataboo reminded me of. And, you know, if you're as old as I am, you're probably going to think John Riggins, who was a little bit, you know, had that little bit of personality. If you're a Giant fan, I'm thinking Brandon Jacobs in terms of how Scataboo runs. But, yeah, he's definitely brought some personality to that running game. I mean, they really haven't had that since Saquon Barkley left. And Scataboo, you mentioned, you know, his hands, which is certainly the first thing that kind of jumped out at me during the training camp and preseason practices and all that stuff. But this is a kid who I call a human bowling ball. I mean, he just knocks people over. He's averaging 3.02 yards after contact. I think he's forced something like 22 missed tackles so far. And he's got some speed. He's got like big play runs of 10-plus yards, 2 breakaway runs. So really a great value pick for the Giants where Scataboo was selected.
Patricia, this is really dating me now, but who he reminds me of is really old school because I was a kid when I watched him play, but Tom Matte with the old Baltimore Colts, and Tom was a former quarterback, and they put him at the halfback position. Everything was north-south with Matty, and he was a good receiver coming out of the backfield. Crazy thing is, Brandon Jacobs played high school about a half an hour from my home on the bayou.
Right.
Man, Brandon was a man out on that football field. You thought he was a huge, huge guy. Watching Jackson Dart in week one, you could tell one of the things in building that offense and what they wanted to do around him, he ran a lot of plays just like at Ole Miss. When he would run the ball, it was right up the middle. And I went back and looked at my notes and scouting him, about 90% of his runs at Ole Miss, they were straight. It was in between the tackles. I mean, he ran it right up the middle. It wasn't a lot to the edges. And then you watch the 10 rushes this week against the Chargers, and he did almost the exact same thing. A lot of it was right up the chute.
Yeah, that's exactly what Brian Daboll and offensive coordinator Mike Kafka were looking to do. You know, what better way to break in a young quarterback than to give him stuff that he's familiar with, stuff that he did well at the college level. So that was exactly their game plan. Nothing, you know, too fancy or anything like that. They're going to build on, obviously, what they started. But you're right. Everything they asked him to do, he did well. And it was all from the Ole Miss playbook.
And Malik Nabers, go back a long ways with Malik. I remember when he was a sophomore, he came to one of my camps that I work at every year, and he clearly was the best receiver there. And his quarterback was pretty good, too. Trey Harris, who ended up being a second-round pick, he turned wide receiver after he had played quarterback. But the loss of Malik, because he was a guy that you sort of put it up in the air, hey, I got it. I don't care who's covering me. I'm going to go up and get it. One thing with him, he had a lot of confidence in his play. To lose that caliber player hurts. But the one thing with it, I look back at Jackson, that's not who he had a lot of rapport with. Because he wasn't really, he was more with Russell Wilson because, you know, that's the quarterback that had been playing. The loss of Malik, though, has to be major for the Giants on offense.
Absolutely. Malik Nabers was used all over the field, the open field, high red, mid red, low red. you name it, that's where Malik was. And you look at some of the other receivers so far this season and where they've been used, and not to the extent that Malik has been used all over the field. So that is a huge, huge loss, because now, you know, Malik was a guy who was drawing double coverage a lot of times. He had a guy over the top, guy underneath, and that opened up opportunities for the other guys that were on the field. So now the Giants are like, okay, who do we have that's going to draw that kind of coverage? I don't know that they have somebody. You just don't replace the Malik Nabers. I know they say, you know, next man up and all that stuff, but I never believed in that, because there is, you know, everybody's unique in their own way, and Malik Nabers is an elite receiver in this league, and that's a huge, huge loss for them.
How much talk has there been about all these injuries that have had, knee-wise, Achilles-wise, in MetLife? And I think since 2014, the Giants have had six players picked at wide receiver or tight end in the first or second round, and five of them went down to injuries in MetLife. Has that been a big talk there in New York?
It has. There are people who think that that turf is just terrible. But then again, the Jets play on that same turf. Okay, they share the MetLife Stadium with the Giants, and they don't have the problems. I mean, they had Aaron Rodgers, obviously, but I think Aaron Rodgers came into that game, that first game a couple of years ago, with a pre-existing injury. So how is it that the Giants have all these problems, but yet the Jets don't, and they play on the same exact field?
That's interesting part on that, Theo. You say sometimes it's bad luck, but I mean, I understand bad luck a couple times, but that many times, that's a lot. That's a lot of injuries to your skilled players there. Defensively, the secondary, and I think that's something that, you know, a lot of times when you ranked where the Giants are ranked, which is pretty close to the bottom in run defense, that means your secondary has played better than most people expected. Is that what you've seen so far from the Giants?
Yeah, I think they are finally settling down a little bit. They still have that rotation at CB2 with Cordell Flott, Deontay Banks, and, you know, that they've set it up so that Deontay Banks is really the third down cornerback that comes onto the field. I wish they would kind of pick one and kind of roll with it, but I kind of understand why they're doing that. But, you know, that secondary, you know, I talked about this on my podcast, how finally the secondary and the defensive front, the pass rush, are now more married than they were. You know, the first couple of weeks of the season, they were disjointed. It would be like, you know, the guys in the back end were forced to cover, you know, their receivers for like multiple seconds. And after a while, you just couldn't do it much longer. So now that they've kind of sped everything up and they're on the same page, you see the results of, you know, them being operating as one unit, so to speak. You know, the pass rush is getting home now, forcing the ball out of the quarterback's hands a lot faster, and the back end doesn't have to cover as long as they did maybe initially.
So, Patricia, I guess that means former St. Paulson Adebo is looking good coming back from that broken femur, which was just a rough injury for him.
Yeah, that was a rough injury for him, but you know what? He's healthy. He's moving well. You wouldn't know. I mean, if you didn't know that he was injured last year, to watch him, you wouldn't know that anything was wrong with him in the past. So I think he's still kind of, you know, getting a feel for this defense and all that it does, but he's been a really good addition. And, you know, the important thing with Paulson, and I think one of the things that also appeal to the Giants, is he's a young veteran coming into a relatively young cornerback room, defensive secondary room. And I think they like that. And Paulson Adebo has in particular taken guys like Cordell Flott and Deontay Banks under his wing and tried to help them with understanding, you know, how to watch film, how to be a pro, how to take care of your body and all that good stuff.
Definitely appreciate the time, Patricia. Are we going to see you in the Dome on Sunday?
Yeah.
Looking forward to the visit. Have fun down here, and obviously enjoy your stay and enjoy the food.
Thank you.
Patricia Traynor, publisher of New York Giants on SI and the host of Locked On Giants podcast, coming down. And be interesting to see the Superdome on Sunday, Mike, because the G-Men,
better not get off to a bad start, is all I'm telling you.
Well, what I'm saying, too, is the G-Men, they don't have the greatest record right now, but I know those fans are very willing to travel, and we'll see if they show up. And there's going to be out-of-state fans. Ole Miss fans showing up to support Jackson Dart as well.
I was going
to
tell you, I don't know about Giants fans, but Ole Miss fans who are, man, they were really screaming about the Saints should get Jackson Dart. And like I said, I think the Saints made effort to try to get back up into round one. We kind of saw everything sort of playing out in front of our eyes as we were told, hey, Tanner up. They may be making that trade. Just so happens the Giants beat him to it. And, man, Jackson Dart, he's got some talent. But you know what? Like every rookie quarterback, mostly. Now, Jaden Daniels, he must have got immune from that. We didn't see that crazy up and down, up and down, up and down. You wonder a little bit. You wonder how he's going to be able to handle.
There's a ton of unknown, right?
With him. And, again, there's a little bit of a book on him. And if you have watched Ole Miss and go back and watch that film, he ran the same damn plays that he did last week against the Chargers. He sort of ran the exact same thing this past weekend with the Giants.
We're going to talk about that matchup and a whole lot more in our Pick 6 segment coming up right after the break. See how we fared this past week in NFL and college action. Returning with more of Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino right after this. Stay tuned on WWL, folks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weekend Kickoff rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino as we get ready for Thursday Night Football to kick off Week 5 action across the NFL coming up 7 o'clock on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Right now, time to get into our Pick 6 segment. We'll do our NFL, but first, our college picks. And, Charlie, how are things shaking out so far this season? How are we doing, man?
Terrible. It wasn't a great week this past week either, guys. Mike and Bobby both won the week at 2-3. Stevie went 1-4. And I got a big old goose egg. I did not count the Packers-Cowboys game because it's a tie, and I didn't want to give us a win for that. I didn't want to give us a loss for it either, so I just crossed it out. Guys, I was looking through the slate this week, and for college, no LSU, no Tulane, which are typically the games that we pick. there are only two top 25 matchups, but granted, you know, we're raving about how last week was so exciting with all these great, you know, games across the country and how excited we were for it. And that ended up being terrible for everyone. So hopefully we can get back on track with a little bit of a lower slate here. So we're going to start with the SEC matchup, number 16, Vanderbilt at number 10, Alabama. Bama 10.5 point favorites at home, guys. This line started at like 13.5, I think. Maybe even it was upwards of 14 in some books, has come crashing all the way down to 10.5. I know that there's, you know, some, I guess you would say revenge here for Alabama, who lost to Vanderbilt last year. Bobby's going with the Tide at -10.5. I'm going against him here. I think it's too many points. I got Alabama winning this game. Ty Simpson's been awesome ever since that opener against Florida State. But give me Vanderbilt to cover that big spread, 10.5 points, guys.
I think Alabama's got more talent. You won't catch them sleeping. Crimson Tide, Roll Tide.
That number, though, I agree, Charlie, it is definitely scary at 10.5, but I can't go against Bama at home in this one against Vandy, so I'll give the 10.5, unfortunately and hesitantly.
Well, this is a game I guess I could pick up on you guys, but I'm not feeling great about it. Bama's got an awesome roster. I went against them last week with the Georgia game, and Georgia's 33-game home winning streak was broken because Alabama is just the boogeyman to Kirby Smart, guys. And then we have the ACC top 25 matchup. Number 3, Miami hits the road for the first time all season when they head to face number 18, Florida State, guys. Florida State coming off that really tough loss to UVA. But Miami, 4.5 point favorites on the road in this game. Bobby's got Miami. I am following suit. Give me the Hurricanes in this matchup. -4.5. I think this is a touchdown type of game for them. And it's, you know, maybe there's something to be said about Florida State being real desperate in this matchup because they lost that game to UVA. And picking up a second conference loss this early wouldn't be very good for them. But give me Miami. I just think they're the better team.
I'm going to go with Florida State. I think they're the better team. I think they got caught napping and looking ahead to the Hurricanes when they played Virginia. Boy, that tail got caught in the trap. There was nowhere to go. But you know what? I think some of those bounce back, and I'm going to go with Florida State.
Yeah, Mike, you're alone on this one. I'm rolling with the Miami squad, giving 4.5 on the road. And like, I don't like being at Florida State and giving that much, but to me, just the Seminoles.
Okay, doesn't this seem to be a field goal game? And it's 4.5?
Man,
add the numbers up.
I just don't trust Florida State anymore.
Okay, I get that point. Because you know what the last memory in you is about how they lost. I'm just telling you. That's how a lot of gamblers are, too. But know what? I look at it. I think Florida State can match Miami talent for talent across the board. Now, Miami's got one guy in Reuben Bain that, man, you better put a hat and a hat on, because that dude coming off the edge could end up being one of the top two or three picks in the 2026 draft.
I was going to say, could he end up being the top overall guy, even over a quarterback?
Listen, one thing Hebert done taught me, and he's right about, quarterbacks trump everything.
Okay.
And so, but I'm a big fan of Bain. I know Coach O has talked really highly of him. And I think he used the term with me, like he had some baby fat on him. No fat, no more. Man, not the way he closes in on that quarterback. So, you know what? Again, just a hunch here. Florida State.
All right, we're going to.
I was going to say, look, it's a good play. They're at home. You're getting the 4.5 points, and it very well could be a field goal type of game. But, guys, I just, with this matchup, I trust Miami's defense more than I trust FSU. And I know that FSU's offense has been putting up big, big numbers. But just what UVA was able to do to him last week. And Mike, maybe you're right. Maybe it's, you know, a case of them getting caught sleeping, looking ahead for this Miami game, and they weren't necessarily prepared for that Friday night against Virginia. But I just didn't like what I saw from FSU's defense in that game.
They suck. They played bad on defense.
Maybe Carson Beck and that offensive line and those running backs then to kind of pull it off here.
Those are our two picks in college. We got four coming up in the NFL. We're going to take a break here on Weekend Kickoff. Be back with even more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Treasure Chest Casino at the Game Bar and Grill. I want to ask you folks, though, have you tried Alder & Birch Steakhouse here? Indulge in the finest cuts of steak and fresh seafood at Alder & Birch Steakhouse. Menu features a variety of steaks cooked to perfection, along with a range of delicious seafood options and a carefully curated list of classic cocktails and premium wines to perfectly complement your meal. Whether celebrating occasions or simply enjoying a steak or seafood dinner, Alder & Birch at Treasure Chest Casino provides an unforgettable dining experience.
Okay, that seafood was good. You couldn't eat it, so I'm glad, you know.
I enjoyed the sliders.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. You got the meat part of things, but I took care of the seafood part, and it is absolutely great. Absolutely great.
I am looking forward, Mike, because it is my birthday month, and I have told my wife that when I want to go for my dinner, I'm coming to Alder & Birch to check it out.
Well, you ain't made a bad choice there. That's a good one there.
Going back into our pick six feature, we just took our college selections for the week. Just two, so that means, Charlie, we are loaded up with four picks in the NFL this week.
Yeah, I probably could have squeezed a third college game, guys, but I just thought the NFL slate this week is pretty fun, and we're going to start off with the Saints. -1.5-point favorites at home against the Giants. Week 5 matchup in the NFC. Bobby's got the Saints. I'm going with them. I think, you know, Mike, you had kind of said it earlier in the show. This is finally the week that the Saints get it done and put up win number one on the board. And I'm right there with both of you. I think that the Saints finally get win number one. Give me them to cover the 1.5 points.
Well, gentlemen.
Steve, you left. Are you going to go with the Giants? I know damn well, I can tell.
No, I'm going with the Saints. I feel like it's a clean sweep in this one because the biggest thing for me, we've talked about the Giants' run defense is El Stinko, and we saw some life from the Saints with Alvin Kamara, Kendra Miller running that football, and even Spencer Rattler's escapability. I'm looking for the Saints to exploit that, pound the rock in this one, and cruise to a victory here.
Yeah, man, I like Torricelli. Simpkins. Well, I like what I saw with him. Man, he got under those defensive line. He was moving people at the point of attack, and he gave some holes, Kendra Miller and Kamara, to run through. I'd like to see him occasionally mix up that little bit, not the long pass, but more intermediate stuff. So I'm going with the Saints.
You know what that means, Charlie? We have a clean sweep here, so the Saints are in trouble.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep, and that's what happened last week when the LSU Tigers went to Oxford to play Ole Miss. We had a clean sweep for LSU there, too, and that didn't work out very well. But listen, guys, like I think the logic behind it is this is a Giants team that's given up over 150 yards on the ground per game, and this is a Saints offense that seemed to really kind of find something against the Bills defense. I know the Bills defense, like you guys have said throughout the show, it's not very good, right? But still going over 180 rushing yards in that matchup and winning up front like they did, that's a good sign for this upcoming matchup. And then at the same time as well, with Jackson Dart, yes, he's making his second start in the NFL, his first start on the road. So we'll see kind of how he handles that. Give me the Saints. It's a clean sweep for all four of us, -1.5 in the Dome, getting their first win of the season. Up next, guys, we got the Broncos at the Eagles. The Broncos coming off a dominant victory over the Bengals in prime time this past week. Man, the Bengals are in a bad, bad spot. The Eagles still undefeated. They are at home in this game. They're getting 4.5 points at home. Bobby's got the Broncos +4.5. I will disagree with him here. The Eagles are winning ugly. They're winning these one possession games. 4.5 points. Listen, if they can get a touchdown here, as far as the margin of victory, I'm feeling pretty good about it. So give me Philadelphia -4.5. I disagree with Bobby on this one. What do you guys got?
Man, I hate to say it. I agree with Abar. Give me the Broncos here. This is going to be a tight, tight game, and you're getting 4.5 points?
Yep.
Man,
yeah.
Give it to me. I know they're playing in Philly. Philly hasn't looked great on offense at all, and they're still winning. God bless them. Man, that's what this game is all about. You ain't got to look super impressive, but you know what? Give me Sean Payton and Bo Nix and the Broncos and that defense up against the Eagles.
Yeah, the Philly, like you mentioned, has been winning ugly, just finding a way. And, man, oh, man, this is tough because that number of 4.5 scares you because the Broncos, especially last week, you saw were clicking. But I'm going to go with the home team on this one. Go Birds. I'll give the 4.5
shocking.
Against Denver.
All right, so that is a split for us. Steve, you and I are going with Philadelphia. Bobby and Mike going with the Broncos. I think, you know, the 4.5 number, to y'all's point, it's a good one. It's really, really kind of scary. But at the same time, if the Eagles can just get this victory by a touchdown or so, I'll be feeling pretty good. Up next, guys, we have the team that has scorned me multiple times this season, and we keep picking them. But, you know, it's my fault. I keep doing it to myself. The Buccaneers going to on the road, hitting up Seattle against the Seahawks. Seahawks -3 at home, guys. Bobby's got the Seahawks covering the 3. I've got the Seahawks covering the 3. Mike McDonald in this Seahawks defense has been awesome, but Sam Darnold in the Seahawks offense has been one of the most underreported stories of the entire season. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a rising superstar player in the NFL at the wide receiver position, and they can run the football when they want to, guys, if they're healthy. Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker are good to go. Their offensive line is significantly improved as well, and that's really kind of led the way because we know the difference with Sam Darnold. When he's being pressured, you know, he kind of struggles a little bit, but when he's upright and he's got a clean pocket to work with, he can slice and dice up a defense. So give me the Seahawks -3 here. I feel pretty good about this one.
Tampa Bay, God bless them. They have won me a bunch of games this year.
They keep scoring to me, boys. They keep, and I keep picking against them.
Not too good, Charlie. But today, Seattle. I just think the Bucs are sort of beat up.
Oh, yeah.
And Seattle is playing some really good football right now. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Another clean sweep, gentlemen. I'm with you, Mike, with the fact that this Bucs squad, they are banged up right now. Bucky Irving added to that now with the running back position. Baker Mayfield, I know, has a few nicks and bruises that he's dealing with. That's a long trip, we know, for the Bucs to be making out to Seattle. And just give me the Seahawks at home laying that 3 points.
Man, they got ultimate home field advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really tough to win there. So, again, it's all four of us pick Seattle. What?
We're going sweep Seattle. The Seahawks. And you know what that means. Baker Mayfield is going to put that up in his locker room and then lead another game-winning drive to scorn us here, guys. Up next, we have our final game of the week. The Commanders, 2.5-point favorites on the road against the Chargers. Guys, this line really surprised me. You know, I know the Chargers had that embarrassing loss to the Giants this past week where, you know, Mike, we've talked about it on air. What the heck was the offensive game plan against the Giants where against a team that's awesome in pass rush, a defense that's awesome in pass rush but not good in run defense, you throw the ball double the amount of times that you run the ball? I don't really understand. The Commanders, 2.5-point favorites on the road here. Jaden Daniels has been practicing as far as I know, so maybe that's why this line is this way. But at the same time, Washington's wide receiver core is just wiped out with injuries right now. So I don't exactly know why the line is the way that it is. Give me the Chargers +2.5. Bobby's also got the Chargers +2.5. And what do you guys got?
Man, I feel like this is a sucker bet.
It
give me the Commanders. You know, something don't seem right here. But you think about the Chargers. They've lost now both starting tackles. Joe Alt's going to be out of this game. And you lose Slater before Hampton really looked good. Why didn't you give him the football more? Okay, the football's not that, it's not really heavy. Give it to him. You know what? Almost I feel like I'm being suckered in here if I pick the Chargers. Man, I'm going with Washington.
I can't go against the Bolts in this one. After, like Charlie, you mentioned, an embarrassing showing against the New York Giants, losing in that game, I figure that they bounce back in a big way. They got to be ticked off, and I'm just surprised that they are home dogs. So I'll take the 2.5 and lay it on and get those points with the Chargers in this one. Go Herbert.
This is a line that might move as the week progresses, guys. I was surprised when I saw the Chargers are 2.5-point dogs. I think, you know, the more that's been coming out about the injuries to Washington's receiving corps specifically might move it a little bit more in favor of the Chargers, but this is the number that we had. So, you know, Chargers 2.5. Mike, you stand alone with the Commies because, you know, I could see it being a sucker bet. So I agree with you here, but give me the Chargers.
All right. So that's our week wrap up on pick six. And Charlie, what are the standings once again right now?
Not great. And Bobby and Mike are atop the standings at 16 and 15. Steve, 15 and 16. And I got some work to do, fellas. I'm at 12 and 19. So I'm typically okay at this, but Vegas has been whooping my behind this year.
We got the two Cajuns in the lead.
Yeah.
Well, as long as his wife does the picking, he might keep up with me. As long as Joni does the picking, we're good.
Weekend kickoff, taking a break. We'll be back and then wrap things up right after this. Stay tuned on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Back here on Weekend Kickoff, wrapping things up, getting ready for Thursday Night Football coming up at 7 o'clock. The San Francisco 49ers taking on the LA Rams. And Mike, a joke getting tweeted out here saying, breaking, Christian McCaffrey listed as the Niners depth chart as running back 1, QB 2, wide receiver 1, and tight end 1 ahead of tonight's Thursday Night Football matchup.
I can believe that.
Because of how banged up San Fran is on offense.
I can believe that. Man, a lot on the back of Christian McCaffrey tonight to get it done. And man, he's one hell of a football player, though, to have held up. You know, 2 years ago, he was such a heavy-duty guy. And Bob and I talked about this. If you remember with Terrell Davis with Denver, man, like for 2 years, he carried such a huge load. And then injury started to catch him.
Right.
And it catches you. Because, man, you taking a lot of hits. And but, man, he is such an explosive player out in the flat. And the medical marvel you watching today to is Derrick Henry. I know he's fumbled the ball a lot more times than he's ever had in his career, but the way that guy can run, man, you think about it. Every time he touches that ball, he's getting whacked. Now, he's whacking you too, but man, he's getting some hits. What you see with McCaffrey and certainly Derrick Henry, you don't see that much today.
Mike, what do you think about the rumor mills going around the Saints players right now because they're 0-4? It seems like every team in the NFL is rumored to either be in the mix for Alvin Kamara or someone like DeMario Davis, Carl Granderson on this roster. I find it hard to believe that they're moving off of anybody right now.
Kamara and Cam Jordan and DeMario, I mean, come on. They're not trading that away. The Granderson stuff, I could understand. Because of the fact pass rushers are a premium, what he is, 29 or 28 in that range.
Yeah.
I could see teams having an interest in that. My thing is, if Alvin wanted to be traded, wouldn't you have done that like before the draft?
No, he's definitely
that's
where
you're going to get the most value.
He said he'd like to retire here.
It's business, but also too, do you trust Kendra Miller? Do you trust him that he can be your number one back the entire time? And the answer is no.
Right.
Okay, he's been a part-time player. He had a good game against the Bills.
Don't, do it again.
Yeah, don't stretch the rubber band with this. And, you know, you look at with Cam and DeMario, they in the really winter years of their career. And if they wanted to be moved, you could have done that in the offseason.
Yeah, I just wonder if a team like, say, the Buffalo Bills, who we talk about how bad the defense is, do they try and make a play for a guy like a DeMario to come in and lead that unit?
Well, if I was them, I'd at least make the call because they can't stop nothing. They couldn't stop a sneeze with a handkerchief against the run.
We just saw some, heard some cheering here at the FanDuel Sportsbook going on next door to us here at the Game Bar and Grill. Mike, Padres on the board. It's now 3-1. Cubbies leading in the ninth inning.
Yeah, and so, man, they got everybody standing in Wrigley now. Everybody's standing and watching as we in the ninth inning, one out, 3-1. Cubs over the Padres.
That's a wrap on this week's edition of Weekend Kickoff, folks. For Mike Dettillier, Luke Augusta, Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night, folks, and who dat? Let's get that win on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.